Hands of Goro, invoking nostalgia or a deeply spiritual journey? Let's find out, eh? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew, it's Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and on this 5-minute review, we're talking about Hands of Goro and their self-titled LP. Right from the onset of the first few chords in this opening track, Prince of Shokan, we are met by some epic riffage by Hands of Goro and their debut LP, which showcases the band's flair for mixing the 70s and 80s rock together with such an awesome twist. The trio of musicians have mixed elements of Van Halen with Led Zeppelin on here so seamlessly that this song is like some kind of collection of awesome riffs put through the ring of fire in a short 4-minute runtime. It's an amazing song to open with. The other thing that helped me with this album was its tone, which is captured so well in production that you feel like you have stumbled across an old and rare record that is out of place for being released in 2024. This, coupled with the music on offer, which taps into the older styles of music, leaves this band feeling like you are catching up with an old friend that you haven't seen in a while, rather than meeting someone new. You are just going to pick up where you left off. Another killer track is Uncanny, which taps into that Iron Maiden meets Diamond Head as they crash into that new wave of British heavy metal vibe so well. The furious pace set by the bass and epic galloping drum fills allow the guitar to regroup in parts and assault you from all different angles. At times it feels like there are more than one guitarist, but this is due to the harmonies being worked so well with the bass guitar and guitar duties, which just is so awesome. So far, so good, so what, right? Well, this is until the song 21st Century Plague comes around, which starts off like a Ministry sounding song with its use of sound bites at the beginning of the track, but quickly divulges into something different after the first few seconds. And that is a rather lackluster song that is a shame because the band are doing their part to try and sound like Killing Joke, and that is a band that I really love. So it's a shame to really feel like this song just doesn't click. Of course, there are a few more nods to Thrash King, such as sounding like Slayer on the song Waste of Blood, or early Metallica on the closing track Archduke of Fear. In a way, both of these songs are really good tracks and I would recommend them. They're just really amazing. Now, I've made a lot of comparisons over this review to various bands that sound similar to their songs. However, I must stress that while the band come close to the originals, they are merely paying homage to them and retain their own style of music throughout each of these songs, like it's some kind of backbone to their album. This is very admirable because it's a very difficult thing to do. A lot of up-and-coming musicians will simply recreate other bands that they are trying to sound like and end up coming up a bit short or come off as a clone that will stay in that band's shadows. On the other end of the spectrum, Hands of Goro know what their sound is about and are merely allowing their idols to shine through on various tracks here. It's an extremely difficult thing to do, especially for a debut record. Still, it's a super impressive record that they should be proud for what they've released. Overall, I will give this album a score of 8.5 million Chilies on the Spicy Scale, with my favourite tracks being Prince of Shokan, Uncanny, and Archduke of Fear. I'm super intrigued by this group, and I can't wait to hear what they put out next. You know that they have entered my radar for a good reason. Mark my words, this album right here could be an album of the year material. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.